Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Foxbreaker Studios, the LEGO podcast. So today I'm doing a little bit different. I'm doing my top 20 Star Wars battle packs. And the reason it's 20 is because I could not decide. There are so many. I couldn't narrow it down to 15 or 10. I just had to include all 20. Or actually, I think there's actually 32 of actual battle packs. But I narrowed it down to 20 somehow. But anyway, there's just so many good ones, it was hard to decide. So, so that's what we're doing today, and then we also have the set of the day at the end. Just before we get into the episode, just a quick shout-out to Christian from the LEGO Star Wars podcast. He has some cool stuff. I think he actually did a top 15 Clone Wars LEGO sets video, podcast. That was actually pretty good. I really like that one. There's that. And then if you want to go check out my YouTube channel, Foxbreaker Studios. It's the same name as my podcast. Let's get into the battle packs. So, first battle pack we're going to start with is... let me get it loaded up here. Okay, so the first set we have on this list here is the 75034 Death Star Troopers set. So this is my 20th favorite. This doesn't actually have battle pack in the title, but it's definitely a battle pack. You can always tell a battle pack because it has four minifigures, usually stud shooters just for more play value, and then like a cannon or something like that, or sometimes like a vehicle. So this is a pretty cool set. Comes with, there's a Imperial Gunner. There's two Imperial Gunners, and there's also two Royal Guards, the red ones. So that's kind of cool. I really like the Imperial Gunner minifigures in general. They just look really cool. I just like them. So, and then they come with two stud shooter, gun things that you would hold in the minifigure's hands. It comes with a bunch of extra studs. And then the cannon, actually, I think this is the coolest part of the build, because, honestly, I'm not a really big fan of Royal Guards, because I already have two from my Death Star Final Duel set. And, you know, they're not super interesting minifigures, so. The cannon looks pretty cool. There's that. Moving on to number 19, we have 75225 Elite Praetorian Guard Battle Pack. This one's pretty cool. It's another Imperial Guard person pack. This comes with two of the Elite Praetorian Guards, one with the flat helmet and one with the printed helmet. And then there's also a First Order Stormtrooper and a Praetorian Training Droid, which is pretty cool. There's three Praetorian Guards, two with the flat helmet, one with pointed helmet, and then I guess the training droid doesn't really count as a minifigure, but in Bricklink it does, so that's cool. They get a little structure that I guess they're practicing dueling on. That's kind of cool. A little thing, just another stud shooter. And the little droid looks kind of cool. So there's that. Next we're going to number 18, 79114, Mandalorian Battle Pack. And this is the old one. You may not have seen this one. It's not the new one with the Mandalorian Warriors. This is with the Mandalorian Death Watch Warriors. And there's four of the exact same minifigure, but, you know, it's cool for army building. So it comes with three of the Death Watch minifigures. There's a bunch of little blasters, there's a larger one too, and there's a little turret thing that you stand behind and shoot out of the front, and then there's also a mortar or something. I think that's a mortar. And there's also a Mandalorian speeder type thing, kind of like in the new Mandalorian set too. So that's cool. Next we're going to number 17, set 75088, Senate Command Troopers, and this is a pretty cool set. So there's this, obviously there's the Senate Commando Troopers, there's three Senate Commandos, and then there's one Senate Commando Captain, so that's pretty cool. So there's those with the stud shooters, and these have blue studs instead of they usually have red, or now they do, but they used to have blue a lot more often. Then there's also, like, a turret gun thing with, it's, like, has four legs, and then you can, it's, like, the, I think it's the six, yeah, it's the six-shot stud shooter, and you can, like, twist it around, and it'll shoot all the things, so that's cool. Next, we have number 16, set 75165, the Imperial Trooper Battle Pack. So this one's cool, it comes with, it's a pretty simple set, there's, as far as the little, so the minifigures, we get two Imperial Death Troopers and two Stormtroopers. So I know LEGO has, like, two different designs for the Stormtroopers, like, mainly. I like these ones better, just because their eyes don't look so large and big. It just looks, I feel like the other one makes them look weird. So, anyway, that's cool. And then the Death Troopers, those look cool. Then they have their red stud shooters. And there's also, like, a little walker. I think it's kind of meh. It doesn't look super good, but, you know, they had to put a build with it. It's okay, but... Okay, next we're going to number 15, set 8014, the Clone Walker Battle Pack. So, that's pretty cool. This one comes with a few different minifigures. There's one Clone Commander, so he has, like, the black comma, and then the pauldron, and then he also has the black visor. And there's also a Clone Gunner, and just two regular Clone Troopers. These are the P1 Clone Troopers, by the way. They look pretty cool. They got the blasters. I don't think they had the stud shooters yet, or they hadn't thought of putting them in these sets. So that's cool. The walker is pretty good. I'd say it's better than the Imperial one, but it depends on what style you're going for. So that's cool. Has a little Imperial logo on it. Then on to number 14, set 8015, the Assassin Droids Battle Pack. This one's pretty cool. I think the biggest part about this that I like is the speeder. That looks pretty cool. You can fit two assassin droids in here. So that's kind of cool. This is one of the battle packs that isn't really sticking to the battle pack rules. So this is one has five minifigures. But I think when they do droid battle packs, they want to put more droids, just because getting four droids isn't really that good. I wouldn't buy that, just because it's only four droids, but I think the five adds the extra value, because they're not, like, exclusive or anything, I don't think. So there's, three of the silver assassin droids, and then there's two of the Elite black assassins droids. So just different colors, it's cool to get. I'd say the speeder bike is probably the best part. Moving on to number 13, set 75198. This is the Tatooine Battle Pack. This is kind of cool. This is newer one, so it has better minifigures. So there's something that, it's not like a sand crawler, but it's more like it's like a little crane thingamabobber, I guess, and then there's, like, treads on the bottom. It looks like a little convertible almost. And then there's two Jawas, one with just stripes, and then, like, there's two different types of shirts. Then there's also a Tusken Raider, the new one, not the old one. That one looked horrible. But yeah, the new Tusken Raider looks pretty good. And then there's also an Astromech Droid, so it's like R2, but it has a red head. Apparently this is R3-T2, I'm not sure how they knew that, but that was probably just on the set box or something. Next, we're going to number 12, set 7655, Clone Troopers Battle Pack. So this is definitely an older one, but it's definitely a classic. Maybe this was the first battle pack they ever made, because this has, like, the really old style Phase 2 Clone Troopers, but I'm not sure. So it gives you quite a few cool minifigures. So there's episode 3, is this P3? I don't know. I guess these are P3, I didn't notice, but I thought these were P2. So there's two regular clone troopers from episode 3, then there's a shock trooper from episode 3, and there's also, there's the Star Corps clone trooper, also from episode 3, and, yeah, they're, I mean, obviously, they're I just think these minifigures aren't super good, just because it's the old style, but it's cool to get that many different troops in one set. So that's cool. Next, we're moving to number 11, set 7913, also Clone Trooper Battle Pack, but this one's not Clone Troopers, it's Clone Trooper Battle Pack, so I don't know, but I think they just couldn't come up with a better name, but anyway, this one's pretty cool. It comes with a speeder, or I think it's actually a bark speeder, not a speeder bike, but yeah, it looks pretty cool. Then there's the minifigures. There's one ARF trooper, and there's two bomb squad troopers, and a clone, just a regular clone trooper with kind of like greenish markings. That's kind of cool. And then they come with little blasters. There's two longer ones, one medium-sized one, and two smaller ones. And there's also some harpoon guns on the bark speeder. Next, we got number 10, set 75207, Imperial Patrol Battle Pack. So, this one's pretty cool. So, comes with, like, a minifigures. Comes with two Imperial Patrol Troopers, one Imperial Emigration Officer, not to be confused with an Immigration Officer. It's Emigration Officer. It's a Navy Trooper, and I guess this is Corporal Zuzanu Lat. I'm pretty sure that's how you pronounce it. I'm probably wrong, but... And then there's also an Imperial Recruitment Officer. It's the Captain. It's kind of cool. And then there's also, like, a... Yeah, there's a bunch of stud shooters, too, but... And the little speeder thing, I don't know, I guess this is just a troop transport thing, but it looks pretty cool, actually. So that's cool, it has a little Imperial symbol on it. And that's from, I think this is from Star Wars Solo, I'm pretty sure. Next we have number 9, set 75226, Inferno Squad Battle Pack. This one's pretty cool, I don't really play Star Wars Battlefront, so, I don't know, but... I mean, the minifigures are okay. They're not my favorite. I don't really love the Inferno Squad agents, but, you know, they're okay. So there's three of those, but they all have different faces, which is kind of cool. Gives you different things, and I think they all have utility belts, too, or maybe that's just one of them. And then it also comes with Iden Verzio, the commander for the Inferno Squad. Then there's, like, this little... It's just a... I guess it's a speeder, another speeder. I'm not exactly sure, but it looks kind of cool. And then there's the red stud shooters. So that's cool. And they give you a few different... They don't give you just the main stud shooter. They give you a few different little types with variations. So that's cool. Moving on to number 8, set 7654. This is the Droids Battle Pack. Another one that kind of breaks the rules of battle packs, but I think this was another one that was pretty early. So this came with three super battle droids and four regular battle droids, which is kind of cool. There's also a little the transport for the droids, and then there's also a little STAP, I'm pretty sure. That's what it's called, STAP. So that's kind of cool for one of the battle droids. I mean, the carrier looks pretty bad, but what can you expect? It's a battle pack, and this is, like, one of the first ones, so they didn't really know what they were doing yet. But, you know, it's okay. I like the STAP. It's kind of cool. And it's just cool to get that many droids. That's a lot of droids to have, so that's nice. Moving on to number 7, the Galactic Empire Battle Pack. So this one's pretty cool. I actually like this one a lot. So this one has one Imperial crew officer, I think. Then there's two Imperial jetpack troopers, or jump troopers, whichever name you prefer. The jetpacks look awesome. I think that's cool. This is another one from Star Wars Battlefront, I'm pretty sure. Then there's also the Imperial shock trooper. That looks awesome. The nice thing about the Imperial shock trooper is... It's not as expensive as the clone shock trooper. It's just, you know, that one, I think that one's like $50 or $100 or something like that. But this is nice because I think this is only like $20 for the minifigure, or you could just get the whole battle pack. I like the jump troopers, they look cool. And then there's also like a, I guess this is like a, it either is a spear, a speed, it's either a speeder or a turret. But I think it's a turret because it looks like it's stationary. There's just like two places to control it from. And then you shoot the little flick fire missile. It's kind of cool. You get a flick fire missile instead of just the regular stud shooter. I mean, we get some stud shooters too, but it's cool to get a little bit different. Next, in number 6, we have set 75167, Bounty Hunter Speeder Bike Battle Pack. That's a long name. So this one's pretty cool. It comes with, their speeder bike. I'd say this is the best speeder bike they've ever actually had in a battle pack. This just really looks awesome. It's a really good design. I think they should bring it back. But yeah, the Bounty Hunters it comes with 4LOM, Bossk, and Dengar, and then there's also an IG-88, which is pretty cool. I like the Dengar, that's kind of cool. So there's that. And then they have the red stud shooters. Moving on to the top 5. So number 5, set 75166, First Order Transport Speeder. I'd say this one I mostly put in here just for the First Order Flame Trooper. That just really looks awesome. But otherwise, I don't really love this set. You get the Flame Trooper. There's a First Order Officer. This is a Major Colonel. He has the weird hat. I don't really love it. And there's two just regular First Order Stormtroopers. It's mostly just for the Flame Trooper. But I also like, it kind of looks like they're almost like SWAT team, because they have like the tranquilizer guns, and then they have like the shields that you can put on this little speeder, and that looks kind of cool. It's cool to get the shields and the little guns things. And then, of course, there's stud shooters, and then the flamethrower looks pretty cool, too. I like the design on that. So there's that. The speeder's okay. It's not too good, though. Next, we have number 4, set 75197, First Order Specialists Battle Pack. This one's pretty cool. I really like the minifigures in this one. So we get two First Order Stormtrooper Executioners. So that's cool. Awesome minifigure. Get one First Order Shuttle Pilot. That's okay. And then the one, I really love the First Order crew member, the Fleet Engineer Gunners. Those look really cool. I have the head of one of those, and I actually made like my own custom Sith Lord out of that. So this is cool. It comes with a little turret thing, another four-legged turret, and then this comes with the flick fire missiles. I also like they have just the regular stud shooters, but then the executioners also have like the zappy poles. Not sure if those are the same ones that the Magna guards had in prequel, but you know, that's just kind of cool. Now we're moving on to number 3, set 9488, Elite Clone Trooper and Commando Droid. I'm honestly, I feel like I should have put this at number 1, but you know, you'll see a little later. So this comes with one ARC Trooper with a backpack. This is the Elite Clone Trooper. Looks amazing. This is probably the most decked out Clone Trooper that they've made. I'm pretty sure it comes with, there's the pauldron, I think. Maybe it's the comma. It just has like the little skirt thingy, and then he has like the thing over his shoulders, and then he has a rangefinder. It's cool. There's an Elite Clone Trooper ARF Trooper. It's kind of cool. Then there's also two commando droids, so that's nifty. And this is before they had stud shooters, so you just get two pistols, one long rifle, and then two of the medium-sized blasters. So, it's cool. And then you get another four-legged turret, but this one's doesn't really have any play features, but you can have a guy sit on it, I guess. But moving on to number 2, set 75267, the Mandalorian Battle Pack. This is the newest one. Wow, this is so awesome. I might have put this at number 1, but you'll see why, because I'll tell you in a second when I get number 1. Anyway, it comes with four awesome Mandalorian warriors. They look really cool. It comes with the little bag with the range finders and the visors, although Mandalorians don't wear visors. That's only for clone troopers, but, you know, it's just a bag pack, so what can you say? There's also some stud shooters and a Mandalorian speeder, kind of like the one in the first one. Yeah, that's kind of cool. Then there's like a little post where I guess they sit and sit behind some rocks and shoot out of the little crack or something. That's kind of cool. Actually built onto this. I added a lot onto this thing. I actually have two of these just because the minifigures are so good. I think my favorite Mandalorian from this set is the kind of brownish, red-brownish one. And then I also like the bluish one with, like, the purple splotch on his head. And then so it comes with two boy Mandalorians and two girl Mandalorians. I'm pretty sure you can tell from the little slanting of the eyes in the middle. I think those are girls. But I may be wrong. So that's pretty cool. And number one, we have set 75206, Jedi and Clone Troopers Battle Pack. Now, honestly, I would have put either the Elite Clone Trooper and Commando Droid Battle Pack or the Mandalorian Battle Pack at the top, but so many people who do videos like this, like their favorite battle packs, put the Mandalorian Battle Pack at the top, and I wanted to do something a little different. So this is what I have at the top. This is pretty cool. We get the P1 Clone Troopers from, it says Episode 2, but I'm pretty sure this is P1. Yeah. I think I'm getting confused with episode numbers and phase numbers. But anyway, so it comes with two episode 2 clone troopers, but it's P1. So that's cool. These are the new designs, so it looks better than the older one. And then there's also Barriss Offee with a skirt. And then there's Kai Adimundi. I'm pretty sure I pronounced that wrong, but I don't really know how to pronounce these Jedi names. But, yeah, I don't recognize any of these Jedi. I really need to watch more Clone Wars, but anyway. And then it also comes with the blue stud shooters. The two Jedi both have their lightsabers. And then there's, this almost looks like a Imperial, not Imperial, sorry. This almost looks like a Republic gunship, but it's, obviously, it's way smaller. It's like a super mini version, and I don't think it is, because it's like you sit in the cockpit. And that's right there. But, you know, it looks kind of similar. So, it's kind of cool. And, yeah, that's it for the battle packs. Yeah, pretty cool one. And, let's see, the set of the day we have is set 75000, Clone Troopers versus Droidicas. This is pretty cool. I think this is a battle pack, but, again, I didn't have the name battle pack on it, so I wasn't sure, because, you know, there are sets that have small builds with four minifigures that aren't necessarily battle packs, so I just put it in here, so pretty cool. Yeah, the Droidicas look cool, and the Clone Troopers are awesome. There's a regular Clone Trooper, and then there's the Sergeant. Yeah, and the Droidicas, like I said, they look pretty cool. I think they have, like, the binocular pieces for the blasters, so that's pretty cool. They have, like, the little teeth, feet, almost, and there's, I don't know what that is, but it looks like a turret to me, but I'd say it's, like, maybe a hover thing, I don't know. So, yeah, that's it for today's episode. It was another one of the little longer, but it's not as long as the really long one where I did my favorite I don't remember which one I did. That was 30 minutes long, but 35 or something like that. But anyway, yeah, today's, I think it was like 25 minutes. But anyway, so yeah, it's pretty fun to look through this. I had a hard time deciding, like I said. So yeah. If you want to leave a review, if your podcast app allows you to do so, please go ahead and do that if you want to. Yeah, and if you want to go check out my YouTube channel, go ahead, it's Foxbreaker Studios. And, yeah, I think that's it for this episode. I'm hoping to do a stop-motion contest or something on my YouTube channel once I hit, 100 subscribers or something. I'll figure that out later, but I don't know, maybe 150. I'll see you later, but, anyway, yeah, that's it for this episode of Foxbreaker Studios. Yeah, see you in the next episode. Bye.